Welcome to At the Organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. The music to which you are listening is the Prelude and Fugue in A major, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach in the early 1700s. It is being performed on the N.P. Mander pipe organ, built in 1993 and located in St. Ignatius Loyola Roman Catholic Church on Park Avenue in New York City. The organist is David Enlow.
I'm David Enlow, and I'm the organist and choir master at the Church of the Resurrection in New York. I also serve on the faculty of the Juilliard School, where I help out with the service playing aspect of the organ curriculum. And I'm the dean of the New York City chapter of the American Guild of Organists, which I've also served nationally as a member of the certification committee, helping out with the exams and devising the requirements for those exams and overseeing the testing of everybody who takes them.
Well, thank you, David. Today we'd like to talk about your brand new CD called Bach on Park Avenue. It's on the Pro Organo label. Now tell us, how did this new project come about?
One of the organists at St. Ignatius Loyola, which is one of the churches very nearby to us here, suggested actually that I pursue a recording there. And so the first thing I started thinking about was, well, what repertoire should I play on the instrument? Because locally, and I believe nationally also, the instrument is fairly well known. It's a large N.P. Mander mechanical action organ, 90-some-odd ranks. It's been recorded a fair bit by Kent Tridle, who used to be there, and also by John Scott and several other noted organists. And so I wanted to do something that I had not done yet, and something that had not been done at the Mander yet. And so Bach seemed to be the natural gap in my recording catalog so far, and I also noted that not many folks have recorded much of Bach, or even indeed played much Bach at that particular instrument, though it is a very fine Bach organ.
So which of Bach's compositions did you choose for the CD?
Well, the CD begins with the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue, the Prelude and Fugue in E-flat major. There's also the Toccata Adagio and Fugue, the D minor trio sonata, the Pastorale of Bach is on there, the Prelude and Fugue in A major, two chorale preludes from the Schubler, the six chorales, are available online as free bonuses to anyone, as they didn't fit on the disc, and we ended up over-recording slightly. And then the disc finishes with the Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor, the great monument of organ music, and I don't think there's much that can follow that.
You know, Bach has a lot of great compositions. How did you decide which ones would go on this CD?
Well, since I had to narrow down the Bach that there is and the Bach that I play into one disc for the purposes of this project, I decided to choose the pieces I felt most strongly about, the pieces I felt my interpretations had something to offer, and also the pieces I felt would be very harmonious with that instrument, and finally, and maybe one of the more important concerns, pieces that would compose together a program that was fulfilling and had a lot of breadth in it. And I do feel that even though there are a bunch of pieces with prelude and fugue sort of structures, there are a lot of different kinds of them there. The A major is wildly different from the Toccata Adagio and Fugue, and the Passacaglia is entirely its own creature, as there is no other Passacaglia in Bach's repertory for the organ.
On April 17th, you had a special recital at St. Ignatius Loyola Church to debut the new CD. How did that go?
Well, very well. You know, it was a beautiful day here in New York, and often that makes people drop their organ tickets and head for Central Park. Just about everybody who had bought tickets came. It was a very happy, nice, pleasant, and full crowd at St. Ignatius Loyola there, and very good response for the performance. I was most gratified, and I'm always grateful, of course, to be able to share that great organ music with the audience there.
This new CD is on the Pro Organo label. How did you come to choose Pro Organo?
Well, this is actually my third project with Frederick Homan and Pro Organo. They recorded my Franck complete set in 2012. And then this past spring, also a disc here at my own church, a disc of transcriptions from the piano literature, from piano solo and piano four hands and pedal piano, called Piano à l'Orgue. And then it was natural that I'd choose them for the third project also. I just admire to no end everything about the Pro Organo sound and the way of operating in the organ world, and also the quality of everything involved in their production. So it was an easy thing to stick with them for three discs in a row.
And how big is the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola?
St. Ignatius is quite a large church. I'm not exactly sure of their seating capacity, but I'd say it's probably just shy of 2,000 people, so it's quite a large church. And the acoustic has just been altered slightly, as within the past 10 years they had a renovation and cleaning of all the surfaces in the church. And so it's always been reverberant, but now it's probably at its most reverberant and bright in the sound, and it's got something, I forget exactly what the measurement was, but something like between 5 and 8 seconds reverberation, depending on how strong the sound is in the room.
That is Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat on David Enloe's new CD, Bach on Park Avenue. So David, how did you get your start in music?
Well, I took piano lessons from the time I was 5, and took a couple years off in the middle when sports seemed more interesting for a little while, but quickly got back to it and started the organ when I was 12. I think that's a little bit earlier than some folks start, and I'm glad to have had an early start. I think it makes a big difference. I also had a lot of choral music growing up through the schools, and I think that was a very important part of getting me interested in choral and organ music.
Tell us about the course you teach at Juilliard.
Well, the service playing course is a year-long course that deals with just about everything we can cram into it. The Juilliard curriculum is already quite full and has a lot of extra requirements, so we're trying to almost to show the students what they don't know about church music rather than fit every last thing in it. So it's sort of a survey and a practical course also, so everybody plays every week, everything from hymn playing to service music and choral accompanying and hymn improvisation and other liturgical skills that are important for every church musician and organist.
Do you find there's a lot of interest in learning how to play the organ?
Yes, absolutely. For example, now, at the moment, there are 2 students in the course, and one is involved in the Episcopal Church in Westchester here, and the other is interested in pursuing Presbyterian or Methodist church music in the South. So they're quite different traditions, and we try to cover a little bit of everything so that the students are capable of stepping into a variety of traditions when they leave. For teaching, that's just the one course, and so the other things I do there are juries. Every student plays a graduation jury or an annual jury, depending on what year the students are in, and I also help out with auditions with Paul Jacobs, listening to the applying students every year.
You also said you have your own studio. Tell us about that.
I teach just about entirely organ. So there are about 6 or 7 folks who come to me for organ lessons, and I teach them here at the church. And some of them do also a little choral conducting or church music topics on the side. Once in a while, a little bit of theory or composition type of skills. If they're preparing for AGO exams, they'll find that kind of thing is also helpful.
Now tell us a little bit about your work with the American Guild of Organists.
I think the first thing I agreed to do in AGO was to be a member of the chapter board here. From there, I moved on to running program for one of the pipe organ encounters. The next thing I did was to be subdean, and here in the New York City chapter, the subdean is responsible for all the programs. So that meant devising the programs and hiring recitalists and planning for entertainment, dinners, and those kinds of events. After that, I started a term as dean, which I'm just finishing, and as I say, in New York, the subdean runs all the programs, but the city chapter is fairly big. If it's not the largest in the country, it's one of the largest. And so we have a Centennial Millennium Fund, which is a grant-making organization. We're very pleased to have that body of funds available for people to apply for grants. We have quite a lot going on for a chapter of volunteer members, and it's very good work for the organ, I think.
The album was recorded at St. Ignatius Loyola Church, but you play regularly at the Church of the Resurrection. Tell us about that church.
The Church of the Resurrection is an Episcopal church in the Anglo-Catholic tradition. And though it's just a little church on a side street, we do actually quite an extraordinary music program, I feel. We have different setting of the Mass every week, from Mozart and Haydn and Michael Haydn to Palestrina and Vittoria and all kinds of different representative composers of the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, including some 20th century music, although our special emphasis tends to be in earlier periods. I also have an organ scholar who assists me in the program here, both in playing and directing. And so we get a lot done for a church that's not on an avenue. And it's an extraordinary music program to be part of. I've been here for 15 years now, and we've built up quite something, I feel.
How many members do you have in your choir?
The choir is a professional octet, so there are eight. We call them hardened criminals. They're actually, I'm so pleased we have an extraordinary eight people who are interested in this challenge of learning and executing a complete Mass setting every week. And so for our small church, the sound is just great. For a larger Mass, for example, we did the Mozart Requiem this fall. We'll add in several singers for that. And we had an orchestra as much as we could fit into our little chancel. But the great thing is to have such a great, talented group of intrepid professional singers who are willing to go on the journey with us.
On the biography page on your website, you talk about the Clarion Orchestra and Choir.
Well, Clarion is really a terrific group. It was founded quite a ways back, sort of at the beginning, very beginnings of the early music movement in the United States, which, of course, was developing a little bit before in Europe, I suppose you could argue. But Clarion fell dormant for a brief period and then was reborn, and so is now, again, one of the preeminent early music ensembles in the city. And the Clarion Choir is one of its constituent parts, and it's a professional concert choir. And most of the time I end up just playing the rehearsals and helping them prepare for their concerts. And the other constituent ensemble is the Clarion Music Society Orchestra, which is the group that occasionally is with the choir in presenting great works like the Mozart C Minor Mass or Mozart Requiem or various other 18th century and 19th century even great pieces that they've presented with period instruments. So the work there is very fulfilling, and I've done extraordinary things from the playing Schubert on the forte piano and Mozart on the forte piano to playing organ with the orchestra. And I think the work with the Clarion group is very important for me as a general principle of mine to observe the musicianship of other musicians. I think organists can be insular a lot, and I'm always grateful to get together with really terrific string players and singers and wind players and discover something about how they approach phrasing and musicianship and see what I can learn from my colleagues in that way.
If someone came to you and asked you why you love the pipe organ so much, how would you answer them?
You know, history is full of great composers and wonderful musicians singing the organ's praise. And when Mozart calls it the king of instruments, and when another says that to play the organ is to be music's master, it's true that there is no other one-person instrument whereby the breadth of expression, not just, of course, the crashing, towering tutti sound, but everything from the giant full organ to the merest whisper of flutes and strings, is attainable by a single performer, and that's really part of what I believe is the organ's best asset, is its breadth and range of expression.
I'm Jim Logue, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. I'd like to thank my guest today, David Enloe. David's new CD, Bach on Park Avenue, is available at proorgano.com, and visit David's website at davidenloe.com. Thank you for joining us on At the Organ. You can subscribe to At the Organ on iTunes, where you can rate the shows. Also, be sure to visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, and feel free to contact us with your thoughts and feedback and ideas for possible future episodes. And again, thank you for listening to At the Organ.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening.